Fierce Femme Media.
Because Stacy didn't get back to me, so. Oh, yeah. No, she did. Hang on.
Is she just late?
I mean, no, we're recording right now, though. Just finished. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I'm Stacy, the new age old school mom.
I'm Erin, the geeky gal pal.
Do you guys ever feel like we're like a really like fucked up version of like the Brady Bunch on the Zoom call? Because like I like watching you guys and the other ones talking because we like look to the box, like how the Brady Bunch does, like looks this side.
Yeah, but Stacy's always looking at herself and doing her hair. You can see it. She's
always like, oh, now I'm doing my hair as you say that. I'm like putting it up in a ponytail. I try to not look at myself.
Oh yeah, no, she doesn't use it as a mirror. She just checks herself a lot.
She's like
constantly. She's the fanciest person. Well, her and Jeremy are the fanciest people I know.
Yeah.
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 Same here, and
I feel like the more I've like one of them. The more I've caught Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because I turn it on sometimes for background noise, the more I think Stacy would be on my phone of friends list.
For sure.
100%.
Oh my god.
I've always thought like you and my brother are probably my mom or something. Yeah. But the more I watch it, the more I'm like, I would call Stacy for that. I would call Stacy for that.
Broadway, she has like a well-rounded base of random knowledge. Right. Like your brother is very specific about what he knows.
Right.
Like if he was on your list, there's only like maybe 7 or 8 subjects that, but he would 100% get them.
Yeah. But he would know everything Stacy wouldn't know, and Stacy would know everything you know, vice versa.
1000%.
Yeah.
Erin, you would not be on my phone a friend list.
What the fuck?
I wouldn't either.
I know shit. I have random knowledge.
Jax would be on mine, but I would not be on hers. And I'm okay with, I've accepted that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know really what I would be helpful with. Star Wars trivia.
I don't know what I'd be helpful with either.
Pop culture.
Yeah, I feel like you'd be good with popcorn. I feel like you'd be really good with book stuff, Stacy.
But then the classics, that's some of the stuff I'd call Stacy for.
Oh, so don't come at me with Jane Austen, nothing.
Right.
Jane Austen who? Like, no, those books bore the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, I only like the modern stuff, so I wouldn't be good at that stuff.
I could do like Great Gatsby and like Moby Dick and stuff like that, but any of those other like classics, and I'm putting air quotes up.
But I think that you could also Google. Oh yeah,
I called Gene.
You could also Google really fast, and so I feel like if the 30 seconds that I phone a friend, if you were like on call, you could Google something and give me the answer really quick and play it off like you didn't just Google it. You'd be like, oh, you know what, because, and you'd be Googling because this one time when I was in college I had to research this, and you'd be like, you know it
for sure. Okay, so tonight I am drinking this beer called Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA, New Belgium. So Voodoo Ranger has become one of my most favorite beers, and I have a funny story about it, and I'll tell it because my father does not listen to this podcast. I don't even know if he would know how to find a podcast if it was like, gun to your head, find a podcast, and be like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. So my dad in his old age has become a beer snob, like hardcore. He actually makes fun of my mom, who's his ex-wife, because she still drinks Coors Light, which is what they drink in college.
Right.
Yeah. So he brought a bunch of this beer to my sister's wedding, and I was like, you might want to put some in the fridge. Don't stick it all in the cooler because people are going to drink it. And he's like, no one's going to drink my beer. It's my beer. And I was like, there's Corona and this. Like, what do you think people are going to take? Sure enough, all his beer got drank. I am guilty of it because it's super good. So it tends to go on sale at Trader Joe's from time to time. So I always pick it up when it does, because it's like $15 for a 6-pack usually, but they'll drop it down to $9.99 at Trader Joe's. And it's still, if you like beer, this is, it's really good. And it's 9% alcohol and doesn't taste like it. So
I really,
that's my little, what's that?
Did you say what it was?
Oh yeah. It's the Voodoo Ranger.
Oh, okay. I was like, all this lead up and you don't say the name of it.
No, no, no. It's Voodoo Ranger. This one's the Imperial. Gotcha. It's New Belgium Imperial IPA. But it doesn't taste like normal IPAs. It's not as hoppy. Mm-hmm. So, it's
really
a good,
like that one.
The Voodoos.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
really
super
good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really like New Belgium all around. Like, I feel like a lot of their beers are really, really good,
mm-hmm.
but their IPA, that one is really good. There's another one that's really good. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there's another IPA that they do that's really good as well.
And it's got like a fun.
Yeah.
Label. Yeah. That is cool.
That's Colorado, right? New Belgium.
This one is from dun, 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 dun. Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, why was I thinking Colorado? I don't know, but
I don't know.
I really want to go to Asheville.
Me too. We're going there. My brother's getting married in May, and my dad and stepmom live like 20 minutes from Asheville.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, we're going to slide on through while we're over in the area when the family
like
time
you had to really think
much.
About like what you were gonna say. You were like slide on through.
Like I was like in my head for whatever reason it was like slide in my DMs and I was like nope, that's not
that's my brother.
That's not right. Yeah.
Oh shit.
I was self-correcting.
I'm drinking Ménage à Trois Gold Chardonnay because red wine is not agreeing with me lately for some reason. Like I can drink like a glass, but I can't like drink a whole bottle on the podcast anymore. I don't think. Like if we go wine tasting, I'm sure it's spread out enough. I'd be fine, but I can't drink it like in excess.
I wish
I know.
What does this mean for our friendship?
I wish everybody at
we'll
home.
Be okay.
Will it survive this?
Yes.
So, I actually opened a bottle of white wine, Apothic white blend.
Good one.
So I drank half of it and it started giving me like awful heartburn. So I was like, well, I can't drink the rest of it on the podcast. So I'm drinking vodka.
Oh, so you took the scenic route, but we ended up at the same spot.
I know.
You had me for a second. I was like, oh, look at Aaron actually adhering to the rules. Nope.
The rules. All right. First of all,
you're such a rebel.
I know, right?
Bending the rules of your own podcast.
The only time I ever bend a rule, I'm like with the speed limit. I stop at a stop sign for 3 seconds. I look, you know, left, right, left, da, da, da. But vodka is no, but I was really going to keep drinking it. But I don't know. Sometimes white wines just give me, all wines give me heartburn sometimes. Well, not always, but they give me heartburn. And I was just like, oh my God, if I have heartburn all throughout this podcast, I'm going to be a miserable bitch the whole time.
Does that mean when we take you wine tasting, when you come visit, you're going to be a miserable bitch? Cause no, we'll find something else to do. I'm not dealing with
that. I just need to take Tums with me.
Oh,
okay.
It's fine. Yeah. I just don't.
We all do.
If we're doing mimosas first, I need to.
Right, like things we say now. No, but I just that like heartburny like from, but I really enjoyed the wine, so I'm sad that I couldn't drink the rest of it. So I'll drink the rest of it tomorrow.
I get that.
Okay, so new developments in my life. I download the Tiki Talkie.
I'm so excited.
A clock
so,
app.
The clock app. Like, I texted Aaron today and I was like, look what I found on the clock app. But I'm like, this algorithm works way better than Facebook or Instagram, in my opinion. And truth be told, I don't spend a tremendous amount of time on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Like it's, if I'm prone to any, it would probably be in this order, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But this algorithm dialed me in so fast and so accurately that it totally sucked me in. Cause it's like politics, lesbian, home improvement, Taylor Swift, not necessarily in that order, just depends on the time of day I log in. Mm-hmm. And it's the, what, like 1 minute is like the perfect amount of time for me to
yep.
either be invested or not, but I don't, I'm not trying to make new friends. Like, I am 40 years old. I don't want to, like, I have no interest in that. I like them so that they keep coming into my algorithm, but I don't comment. I'm not adding anybody. Like, I just I just enjoy the videos. But let me tell you something. Swift Talk, here for it. Fucking here for it. I love it. I have gone so deep into like a Taylor Swift TikTok hole. It's not even funny. toddler TikTok, here for it, because I feel seen by other moms who are like, I'm going to fucking kill these kids. And you don't feel guilty about thinking it, because you're like, am I the only mom on the planet that just wants to like throw their child in a closet sometimes and just like go away? No, I'm not.
No.
There's millions of us. And then the home improvement ones are cool because I get like really good ideas. And then of course the political one, because there's very few things in life I enjoy more than watching liberals take apart Republicans just based in like knowledge and facts. And like, you're a fucking hypocrite and here's why. So I love all of those. And I love that the algorithm is so fast and so responsive. So I'm here for the ticky-tocky.
Totally. I feel like now when I'm on Facebook and I see videos and I click on them, even if it's like funny videos, I'm like 3.5 minutes. No, I don't have time for that. TikToks are condense your shit. 15 seconds, and it's the perfect amount of time to keep me interested and like, and just
without
when you're scrolling
being
and bored.
Too much.
Yeah.
And then like, if you want to see part two, go to my bio, and you're like, I don't care that much.
Or you're like, sometimes I want to hear about it.
There was one that I actually did go to the bio because it was like this couple bought this old home, I think in Pennsylvania, and it was like super, super old. And like they were renovating it. And I was like, I want to see this, you know? Yeah. So then I watched every single one of them and I was like, they're still not done.
I stumbled on this one today where it's this lesbian couple. Of course I'm high in the lesbian algorithm, you know, and let me tell you something, these baby lesbians, women did not look like that when I was coming out, but I don't know, this couple's probably about our age, late 30s, early 40s. And the ones like, there's a trend on TikTok right now where you go and you ask your girlfriend, like, what's the one thing she could eat every day for the rest of her life and never get tired of it? And of course, you're assuming that she's going to say you. That's what should happen. So she goes in and she talks to her girlfriend and asks her, and she was like, oh, sushi. And she was like, no, babe, what's the one thing you could eat every day and never get tired? And she's like, tacos. She's like, no, honey, like, what is, and she's like, Korean barbecue. And I was like, oh my God, you can like smell the lesbian dead bath like coming on the screen. And I loved it so much because it was just so relatable. I got a real big kick out of it. I must have watched it like 3 times because I was just crying so hard, like laughing at it.
I love the seasons on TikTok too, like, or on Halloween, like all of October, it's people showing off their costumes, showing how to do the like makeup, and people carving pumpkins, and it gets you like in the like spirit. And then Christmas TikTok, like all these holiday TikToks are so good too. Like, I love it. I love it. I feel like I invented TikTok when my friends that are like not interested finally join after like a year. I'm like, don't you love it? See, I told you, like, I invented the fucking app.
It wasn't like, I just didn't want another social media platform that I had to like, but you don't have to stay on top of it. It's perfectly okay just to be passive in it.
Right.
So that if I had known that, I would have downloaded a lot sooner. But because I have like my book Facebook page, my Facebook page, like it's just Instagram, and it was just too much to keep up with. And social media tends to be so fucking toxic as it is.
Yeah.
This I love because it's so programmed to like, you know, I don't have to watch my racist relatives rants about anything. Like I don't have to do any of that.
For your entertainment.
Yes.
Like,
That's why I was hesitant though. I couldn't do another platform where I had to see bullshit from my friends and family that just made me hate them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this makes sense. I don't have any friends on there. Well, I mean, you guys are on there, but I don't follow you. I don't know what you're posting. Like, I don't care.
I literally have posted one video.
I have a bunch, but a lot of it's like, my kids
weren't
like,
you TikTok famous for a second?
I had one go viral, which was totally dumb. It was Christmas.
I love that though. I think that's so cool.
Of all the ones to go viral, that was definitely not what I would think would. Like, I thought it would be piglets or something that I posted.
Oh,
but I got in an argument with, I don't comment unless I'm telling somebody their weight loss is fantastic and they look great, or, you know, building people up. I'll comment if it's mind blowing, that kind of stuff. But one person actually pissed me off a couple days ago because there's this like new thing going around. I'm not going to call it a trend until I explain it, where people cut from the corners of their mouth up their cheeks to get like a Chelsea smile. And they're calling it like a Glasgow smile too, which I don't know what that means. I think it's from a movie. And this guy had the scars, and it was like the fourth TikTok I'd seen of somebody with the cuts. And so I went to the comments to see, is this a cool trend? Because that's really sad. And so I'm looking through the comments and somebody said, is this a trend? Because this is the third one I've seen today. And I said, I just came here to ask the same question because that's really sad if this is a trend. And it got like 68 comments in like 3 minutes of people blasting this guy for saying it was a trend because they said self-harm is not a trend. So I was like, well, if a bunch of people are doing it. So I'm scrolling through again and I find the next girl that did it. And so I read through her comments and she's explaining that number one, self-harm is triggering to other people that do self-harm. So if they see it, they want to do it, but that's not a trend. That
it is by definition is a trend.
By definition, right. That's a trend. And then they also said the world of self-harm is incredibly competitive. And I saw that word competitive for self-harm in 60 out of the 68 comments. And I was like, what just happened? Am I being insensitive? Because I feel like by definition, that would make it a trend. And a lot of the comments were saying like, it's not a trend. Self-harm is not a trend. They don't do it to fit in. They do it for mental health reasons. And I'm thinking,
but if it's competitive,
it's competitive, like, then you're doing it because somebody else did it.
Right.
Isn't that a trend?
Well, and trends aren't always a positive thing. Like there's, right. I mean, can we talk about JNCO pants for a second? That was not a positive moment in our history. Like, and I'm being intentionally obtuse about this because of course self-harm is not a positive thing, but people are so fucking sensitive. Like, yeah, it's a negative trend and I can see where that trend would set somebody else off. But by definition, it is a trend.
Right. That's what I thought too. And I'm like, confused. Well, I'm obviously not a therapist by any means. So I can't really, I don't want to get in an argument with somebody.
You're kind of my therapist. So
I prescribe alcohol. Yes. So like there were 68 comments on the one guy saying, is this a trend now? The other comments was in the thousands. There were thousands of comments on this guy's video about how self-harm is not a trend. And I was just like, I feel very,
but here's the thing, you view it as self-harm, but if they're doing it to themselves intentionally for a certain look, is it self-harm? It's like those people that's like plastic surgery goes really bad and they end up with lips that like come out past their nose and stuff, technically self-harm,
right?
But does that mean that all plastic surgery is that? Like, it's so much up for interpretation. It's so unfair for people. I mean, cutting yourself, of course, that shouldn't be glorified at all. But it sounds like that the intention of this is to alter their smiles. So yes, it's technically self-harm, but was that what they were trying to do? It's like piercing your own ear.
Right.
Of course, it's more severe because you're talking about cutting your face, which I'm glad I'm not in that algorithm and I will actively avoid it. But
is this like a the Joker smile, right, kind of thing?
Yeah,
exactly.
So they literally go through the cheeks?
No, it's surface cut.
I'm so upset.
But it's the intention, right? Like, are those people intentionally trying to self-harm or are they going for a certain aesthetic?
Well, I just,
because
I
feel, people are being real judgy about something that you don't know if they did it to look a certain way.
Right.
I feel like I was like so far on the end of one spectrum because I was one of like five people in these thousands of comments that are going, I think it's a trend and like, you know, this and that, which I didn't argue very long. But then other people are saying like, they don't do, self-harm is not for attention. They don't do it for attention. But I feel like if you're putting scars on your face in the shape of a smile, that is very attention getting. And if you're not doing it for attention, why would you do that? You don't, they say they don't want people to ask them about it. Just pretend you don't see it. And I'm like, then why would they put that on their face?
On their face.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I mean,
on their face.
Let's be honest for a second. And I don't know, I may get some emails blasting me for it, but does anyone look at someone with face tattoos and think, I bet they've had a really easy life. Like everything super easy to them and everything went as planned. Or are you like, I bet they've been through some shit. I feel like that is the same reaction I would have if I saw someone who had intentional, like you could tell they were trying to make a smile. I'm not talking about people who got in a car accident and had, you know, were maimed or anything like that. I mean, people who have intentionally like gone out of their way to scar themselves, like, it's the same thing then as getting a face tattoo. And I don't think people have to be so defensive over it. Like, let people speak for themselves. And hey, I'm all for, it's your body. Do with it whatever you want. That is not one of the issues facing this world that I'm losing any fucking sleep over. But to quibble over the word trend, eating Tide Pods was a trend, a negative one. But it was a trend. Like, doing shit like that is a trend. It doesn't know, who knows if it's going to turn out to be beneficial or not, but it is a trend. People are so fucking sensitive nowadays. Like, it's bananas. And I'm not talking about like, no, I don't go out of my way to misgender trans people or, you know, call people of color negative words. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about being a dick, but like, you don't know that person's intention when they maim their own face.
Right.
I guess I'm confused. Why am I being insensitive when I say that if you do something to your face and I'm your friend, I'm not allowed to ask you about it?
Apparently, like, if it's negative, if it's self-harm, you're not supposed to ask people that self-harm that what those
I assure you to this, if you cut things into your face, I don't care if you're mad at me or not, I'm going to be asking you about
it.
Right. Even like, if you just did the harmless eyebrow slit. If you did that, I would go, really?
Listen, even if it's so like in my mind, like my, here's like, if I had a friend or even just an acquaintance that like, maybe I saw that they were cutting themselves on their wrist or on their legs or wherever. And I saw that, like, I would probably feel compelled to say, are you okay?
I feel like that's different. Yeah. Like, yeah, if someone's cutting their wrist or something.
But to me, that's self-harm. So this is self-harm.
But then, I don't know, is this self-harm though? Or are they intentionally doing it to try? It's like when, I don't know if, well, so no, we're all in the same generation.
I'm going to be really shitty. It's fucked up. Why the fuck would you cut slits in your face?
Why was our generation branding themselves with lighters and pieces of metal? Like, the people I know that were branding themselves, it wasn't necessarily intended to be self-harm. They were doing it because they thought it was cool and I'm not saying everyone, some people may have done it intentionally for self-harm, but that wasn't the main, like, people were doing it to
because it was trendy. Cool,
I guess, because it was trendy. Was it a good trend? No. Did I do it? No. But no, like, but I know there's a lot of people my age walking around with little fucking lighter burns on their arms saying, look, a smiley face. And you're like, oh, high school.
Cool. Yeah. All of this reminds me so much of in the Hunger Games when they're like in the future and like all the people of the Capitol have these weird things going on with them. Like, they all have these weird haircuts and these long, crazy, ridiculous eyelashes, and none of them have eyebrows. And it just reminds me of that, like all these weird, and it is in my mind a trend as well. And that sense that like, you're like, why? But then you're like, so many people start doing it. So you're like, but why? I don't get it.
I think there's some things that people could say that about us too. Like, my daughter has her nose pierced. They could be like, why would you do that? I have bright, bright red hair. It's like Ronald McDonald. People probably look at me and go, why the fuck would you do that? You know? So I feel like there's some things that you do because you like it, but there's some things that this guy commented and said, there's a difference between a trend and self-harm. Nobody does a trend that hurts themselves. on purpose. And I was like, are you crazy? Because there was the one where you put salt and ice on your skin and it burns. A bunch of people are doing that. Tide Pods. There was the Justin Bieber trend where you carve JB in your arm. There's the
I missed that one hard. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
You scratch an eraser on a piece of paper until it gets really, really hot and you give yourself burns on your wrist. Like, there's all these trends that kids do all the time that hurt them.
Remember when they were eating cinnamon?
Yeah, eating cinnamon. That was a big one too.
I feel very old right now. I'm like, eating cinnamon.
It's on TikTok.
Cinnamon's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you eat like a big giant thing of it, like it could literally kill you.
Why would you? Well, it was the can you do it? Nobody believed that if you get a spoonful, even just a, like a teaspoon of cinnamon and put it in your mouth and close your mouth all the way, you like choke. You can't swallow. And people are like, yeah, right. Like, that's dumb. And so they would try it and you choke. You can't, like, it's really bad. Like,
die. But like, I mean, you're right too. Like, there's so many trends that we do that do hurt us.
Right.
And we do it to look a certain way or to have that aesthetic. So I guess like if we're all gonna start cutting slits in our faces, I might skip that one.
Listen, when I was in the Navy, I was an AB. That means nothing to anyone who was in the military, but it is the people who like control aircraft on an aircraft carrier. And I say that to let you know the AB rate is very, very proud of their rate. Like Republican proud of their rate. So they were doing this thing. And you got to remember too, you're talking about the average age of people in the military of like 20 to 24 years old. So they were doing this thing where they were taking our AB badge, because we're one of the few rates that we actually have like an insignia that we wore separate from everybody else. And they were heating it up and putting it on their wrist, like as a brand. And they were doing this because they were proud of their rate. And when it came my turn, and I mean, I was one of, there was 14 flight deck directors on my ship. I was the only female. So when it came time to, for my turn, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And they were like, well, you're not proud of being AB. And I was like, no, I don't want a brand. Like, I don't want to do that. It looks like it hurts. You all screamed a lot. It like pusses, it flares up. Like, I'm not interested. But they weren't doing it to hurt themselves. They were doing it to like, they were part of a group. They were trying to fit in. It was exactly. Like, it's with you forever. Solidarity. Like, AB's for life. Yeah, solidarity. Hard pass on my part, but I didn't look at any of them and think like, oh my God, is this the sign that you have mental health issues? Like, that wasn't, I don't know.
Exactly.
Sometimes people
there's a difference between doing trends that are like exactly like yours, but ours in the CBs was where they get the skews pin, they punch it so that the skews pin, it goes into your skin.
Okay.
Which I'm only gonna a lot of like branches.
No one cares about the fucking CBs.
A lot of branches of military do that when they get their when they get pinned. They call it like blood pinned or something.
I didn't know the CBs existed until Kai.
I know. Most people don't, unless they're big John Wayne fans. But I never looked at that.
Who's a John Wayne fan?
My grandmother was.
My dad was. I never looked at that and self-harm in the same category. Right. I think there's a very big difference between trends that end up hurting you and doing them intentionally for whatever your reason is, and self-harm. Those are two very different things.
Right,
I agree. I say all that to bring it back to people need to stop being so sensitive. Self-harm is a serious matter that needs attention and people need help when it comes to that. Don't assume every time someone alters their body, it's for self-harm.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. And some trends are stupid.
And life-threatening.
And it's been going on since people were people. Stupid trends. So you're not fucking inventing anything new, weirdos. Yeah. Oh God, I'm so glad I'm not in that algorithm. I am perfectly happy over in Swift Talk. Let me tell you.
Might be now that your phone hears you and you might actually start to see that.
I have no idea. I think I like some teenage things a little bit, not like the dances and the like stupid stuff, but I like a little bit to see like what my kids are into stuff. So I think I must have liked somebody's something that put me on like either self-harm or trends or scars, probably scars, because I follow like people that do like autopsies or crime scene mm-hmm. cleanup. Like I have a lot of gore TikTok too. So it was probably scars that triggered it.
I feel like if I saw Stacey's TikTok feed, I'd be like, what is happening? It's like Halloween, crime scene cleanup, piglets.
I get a shitload of ADHD TikToks also because I click on certain ones because my wife has ADHD and I send them to her like I forward because she doesn't have the TikToky. And so I somehow ended up, I'm partially in like ADHD TikTok also, but it's made me be like, Jesus, that's like a really difficult.
Right. I had to get off ADD TikTok because you like one or two and all of a sudden I was flooded with, could you possibly have ADHD? And then it'd be all these tests. Do you bounce your knee when you're sitting at a desk? Do you do that? And I would like think about myself every time or think about the people around me. I'd be like, everybody has it. You have it. You have it. You have it. And I'm like, I got to stop because I'm going to like overdiagnose everybody with ADD. So I like did the little not interested thing. So I don't see anymore because I mean, it happened really fast. Yeah.
Sometimes I think I have ADHD.
You did not have ADHD.
There are times when I think I do, but you do not. Just like that. Well, I
can
know
see
I
you
don't.
Being borderline.
Borderline ADHD or borderline personality disorder?
I mean, all of the above.
ADHD.
I think I sometimes do because I'm like, when I'm trying to focus, like my brain is like gone. But then I feel like I can force myself.
Being married to someone who has ADHD. You do not have it. I spent enough time talking to you that I can assure you that you do not have it.
So I stay on the same
subject.
There you go.
You're good.
In my professional opinion, you don't have it.
I honestly wouldn't even know, like.
It does matriculate in females different. Like it presents differently. Females don't act out the way boys do. They don't, they're not disruptive. It actually presents. A lot of women go undiagnosed with ADHD because it's so much more pronounced in males that people don't notice it in females as much. They're considered disruptive or they talk too much or because they don't like act out. They're called chatty. So they tend to talk more because they're not able to focus and stuff like that. So it just presents differently with females, which I didn't realize. It's also, it goes hand in hand a lot with anxiety, which I know you suffer from, but because I talk to someone at length daily that has it, I don't think that you do, but
I mean,
what
I don't
do
really
I know
even,
I work
but I mean even
rec.
If I even if I did, I probably wouldn't do anything about it just because I feel like it's something that I, if I did have it, I've managed it. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Let's talk about something else. I don't have ADHD.
Okay, so
you're right. Yes, thank you.
Another thing that some people seem to be very triggered about and have such big feelings about is here in our town, they're trying to change the high school's mascot because they were the Redskins. So of course it's, you know, the Indians. And so they wanted to change it and we went 2 years with no mascot and they were just big red because it was Redskins, but nobody wanted to change all the, cause I mean, there's like murals painted, it's on the scoreboard at the football field, you know, there's all these Indians.
A lot of money involved. So, yeah.
Now that they're redoing the field and we've been out of school for a year, they decided this is the year they're going to actually change it. And so there's this big vote and the town is like divided and everybody's arguing about changing history and changing it to something else. And I don't know. I don't have like big feelings. The only big feelings I have is that sucks because my kid's Letterman jacket, she has to wear all of senior year, has an Indian skull with a headdress on the back. And I'm like, we paid like $500 for that. And my husband has the sweatshirt he wears to all the football games that has an Indian head on it that says, you know, football on it. And so it's like, are we not supposed to wear that stuff when they officially change it? Because that's a lot of money. And am I offending people if I still wear it? Because I feel like a lot of people have really big feelings about this being so derogatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like,
I mean, we live on stolen land.
I know.
Yeah. Well, here's my thought process about all of it is that I personally do not think that it's bad if your mascot is an Indian or a Redskin, but I think it's really hurtful when you actually have the mascot come out dressed as the Indian, da 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 da. Like, that to me is more hurtful. I actually, when I was living in Colorado, like, I obviously had a lot of Native American friends, Indigenous people. They went to school with me. So, I mean, we were the Panthers, so it's no big deal, but we played a school that was the Indians. And a lot of them are like, it's no big deal. We don't care. It's just the idea that someone goes out dressed as an Indian and, you know, does like the powwow dance and you know, the rain dance and all that sort of thing, and isn't actually an Indigenous person. Like, that is the hurtful thing.
Yeah, but, I can see that.
I mean, they did it. The Washington Redskins are now the Washington football team or something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so, I mean,
that's what we did last year.
I get it. And I also think, like, if you do it, I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Do you guys have a lot of Indigenous people in your area?
Yes. Okay. Well, no. Not a lot of like that. California has a long history, obviously.
Compared to other states, probably.
California has so we were one of the last states introduced into the union, and the history of California is steeped in racism. And, you know, Mexico was technically here. Well, Native Americans were here first. Mexico came up and were converting the Native American population to, Christianity, Catholicism, essentially, which is, we actually have a mission system here that one of our projects in school is to go to one of the missions in California. And when you think about it, it's actually kind of gross because those missions were used to force Native Americans into servitude and slavery. And we took kids from their families and converted, and the Spanish population converted them to Catholicism and Christianity. Then America started expanding the United States, and we ended up, gold was discovered and we were like, hey, get the fuck out. We have bigger guns. And so we pushed both the Spanish and the Native American population that had both converted and not converted out of California and made it our own. So we have about 17 tribes that are Indigenous to California, and we have lots of stuff named after them, but, we have isolated that population to reservations, much like the rest of the country. My thought on it is, it doesn't hurt my feelings, but I'm not Native American. Right. And I'm a huge proponent of, if someone tells me something hurts them, I will do what I can to change it. Because I don't live with the intention to hurt people intentionally or unintentionally. So, even though you may not necessarily see, and I say you rhetorically, the issue with it, because I my middle school was the Warriors. We had a Native American headdress, and like, that was our mascot. And when I'm talking about in the 90s, like, I don't know if they've changed it now. I honestly don't know. If they want to change it because the Native American population that is still here is asking for it, I don't have any issue with that at all. I agree that going out and pretending to be Native American, especially like a white dude running around as a mascot, is the same as blackface. Like, so insensitive. Not okay.
Yeah.
But then if you expect mascots to go out, then you should change your mascot, which means changing the name of your school. And I know a lot of money is invested in stuff, but if they're going to do it, your next daughter is going to come up through the high school and they're going to be a different thing. And you'll have to buy another Letterman jacket and it'll start all over. Your other daughter's a senior. Yeah. It's only another year that she's going to wear it. Like, I don't know. If the Indigenous people say this is problematic and you shouldn't do this, it's the same thing when a trans person says, I don't like being called that, don't do it. Okay. I'm not that person.
Yeah, of course. I would be like, I am so sorry. I didn't know it was offensive.
So I don't necessarily think that white people get a say in it, because we've just taken and taken. And if someone tells me I'm hurting them, I'm going to do what I can to not hurt them. So now the Washington Redskins switching to the Washington football team, I feel is different than high school and local sports only because they have a shit ton of money and they have a global audience that they're representative of. But then you look at it too, like, well, if you don't start teaching people that it's not okay in middle school and high school, and then you expect them to accept it once they get it to be adults, like that's problematic too. So my opinion is, if that person from that culture is saying that it's harmful, I believe them. So I don't.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem too is there are so many high school mascots that are, you know, an Indian or a warrior or, you know, so on and so forth. In my mind, what ends up happening is like, there's probably some people that are like, well, what about so-and-so school over in this area? They don't have to change their mascot. Like in my mind, it should be a nationwide, like any school that has any sort of indigenous person as their mascot needs to change it, period. Full stop.
Well, exchange,
that should be.
If you exchange, so to be devil's advocate, which I hate that term, but if you were to exchange warrior for slave, we're the slaves. How problematic is that? Like you're talking about a culture that was imprisoned, forced to convert, stripped from their families, like transition into a whole different way of life. I see where people are like, no, I don't want my kids being, I don't want them wearing that on their shirts. Like I understand that.
To like, to go back to devil's advocate, I think a lot of times though, like the reason that an Indian or a warrior is a mascot is because they are seen with such strength, right? Like, you know, like when you think of like the Cherokee Indians and you think of like the dog men, like they were the warriors of that tribe. And then to like, you think about that and you're like, wow, if I was, you know, if I'm going to be an awesome, you know, high school student, why the hell wouldn't I want to be a warrior or, you know, an Indian? An Indian is a badass, you know, that sort of thing. So it's like, I think that so many schools have named these things because of their strength, not even realizing that it's just
offensive. But it's a slippery slope from, oh, I don't think it was done with ill intention. We just know better now. And when we know better, we should. But it's a slippery slope from warrior to redskin, which is like, if you heard someone, like, let's say we were out at a bar and you heard someone say, oh, those yellow skins over there, you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Yeah, I'd be like, are they in banana suits? Like, why are you saying that?
Right, I'm saying, but the whole idea of like redskin is super gross.
Right,
calling someone a black, because the idea is there's more to someone. I mean, one, that black skin, red skin, yellow skin, white, like we don't talk about people like that. We shouldn't talk about people like that. And two, you'd immediately assume that that person was a racist. So I don't know. I understand what you're saying. There's a ton of money invested. You guys are a super small town, but I think it's kind of the whole culture is changing where we treat people like people and not, because there's a lot more to Native American culture too than killing the enemy, which is essentially what the whole warrior thing stands for. What my high school was, I went to one where the mascot was a Don, which was essentially the Spanish soldiers that occupied this region prior to America coming in and being like, there's gold, get out, we're taking it. And then I was a lion. Just name them after animals. The animals aren't going to protest.
Right? And animals are like inanimate objects. Like Clearwater, we're the Clearwater Hurricanes. Like, okay, that's cool.
Nobody can get offended about a hurricane.
You guys should be the earthquakes. Done.
Yes.
Right. Done.
Their only options are the Red Hawks to keep the red so that they don't have to paint everything in the school and they can keep their colors because it's like red and gold, or the Skulls, because where we live, Calaveras means skulls, and we have like the hiking trails, like River of Skulls that goes through town.
That's
and like
cool.
And Alexis's like Letterman jacket is a skull with an Indian headdress. So I feel like if we change it to skulls, she can still kind of get away with it. I would hate if they changed it and she wasn't allowed to wear her jacket for her senior year. Like that would suck.
But could you get a new
patch? Jacket though either?
Could you get
it's
a new patch?
It's embroidered. Oh, it's not even a patch. Okay, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, yeah.
Honestly, if I ever were to be in charge of naming mascots, it would be like the Tampa Pickles. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, who the fuck cares? It doesn't matter.
You see Santa Cruz or the banana slugs? I'm just saying.
Done. But it's fitting. It's fitting because there's a ton banana of them out
slugs.
There, so.
You know, like,
you're not familiar with California, but Santa Cruz is like the hippie dippies. Like, the banana slugs are very fitting.
Very fitting.
They're not fighting anyone.
This conversation totally reminded me that you tutored me in California history in college, and I was like struggling so hard. But also, that do you remember us going to Unthanks? You did, and I actually passed the class because of you.
You're welcome.
Unthanksgiving because of that terrible college professor that I had.
Uh-huh.
To go there now, like for fun, me and you, I think I would have gotten much more out of it. I was so jaded. So what happened was I was taking Native American history. Was it Native American?
It was just California.
It must have been. Well, it was a different lady. This was a different class. So it was probably Native American history. And the lady said, if you're getting, a bad grade for X credit, you can go Thanksgiving morning before sunrise. You can take the ferry out to Alcatraz, and they have an indigenous people's Unthanksgiving where they perform and they talk about, you know, like why Thanksgiving is not this great thing. And I have a family, like I have to actually do stuff on Thanksgiving. Right. And Jax was such a good friend. She went with me out. It's a little over an hour drive to San Francisco, got on the ferry with me at 3:30 in the morning, took it out there in the freezing ass cold to Alcatraz, and we watched the whole performance and like made our way back, and then had to deal with like, you know, Thanksgiving chores and family and stuff. What a great best friend. But now going now, honestly, I think I would have gotten more out of it because I was just bitter because I hated that teacher.
It was fun.
It would be fun.
Do
to
they
go now.
Still do it?
Yeah.
They do it every Thanksgiving.
Cool. Yeah.
I got a lot out of it. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was really impressive to watch because it was predominantly Native Americans that were indigenous people that were there for that ceremony, and to watch them beat the drums at sunrise and to kind of pay homage to the spirits that they believe in. It was an incredible thing to witness. I don't have any regrets about doing it, especially like, who gives a shit? You all know how I feel about Thanksgiving. Bullshit holiday anyway. Like I don't think there's a better way to honor the Native American culture on the bullshit holiday we made about decimating their entire population than to go extra early and watch them honor the spirits of nature like they do. Like it's incredible. I got a lot out of it.
When we moved to Colorado, my stepdad was very into Native American culture, and he was very, very, very like influential in my life about like respecting, you know, indigenous people, respecting the culture, and understanding the trials and tribulations that they still go through today. You know, like we used to go every year to this, it was in Utah. It was just probably like 30 miles from where we lived in Colorado. And they always did a powwow. And there was always, you know, they were always selling jewelry and things like that, but they would always do an actual traditional Native American powwow dance. And it was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I always remember going with my mom and Skip, and I would always get choked up and teary eyed watching, because it's just so, it is so spiritual. It is such a spiritual connection that that they have with the earth and with Mother Nature. And it's lovely. It really is.
I'm not like a religious person at all. I think it's insane that we, so much of the population still follows a book that was written 2000 years ago, and they kept over 100 books out, and it's steeped in patriarchy and racism, and they've completely cherry picked it. Like I am not a proponent of organized religion at all. If there was a religion though, that I could see why people would get behind it or believe in it, it is rooted in Native American culture, because who doesn't see the beauty in what the earth gives you and takes from you, and like that mm-hmm. all things on the planet have spirits and feelings and emotions, and
it really is a circle like this, of life.
It's a complete circle, and what you put into the universe is what you're going to get back, and how you treat the earth is what it's going to give to you. Like, so I wouldn't necessarily call like the Native American beliefs a religion, because I think it's just how they live their lives. I don't think it's necessarily right. a religious endeavor, but I think if people stop being such ignorant racist assholes, there's a lot they could learn from Native Americans. We're destroying our planet.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking destroying the planet. So the white people have fucked it up. Maybe it's time to look to someone else because
it's so shocking. Like,
we can't be trusted.
Right. Is anybody surprised that white people fucked up yet another thing? I mean, are we surprised? No, fucking white people. God.
and we continue. I mean, we talked about this when the Stasi weren't with us. Now we're looking at, I had a really interesting conversation with a super smart guy yesterday. His wife actually called me real drunk, which I always appreciate. And he got on there, and he's crazy smart, but we were talking about the SpaceX missions and all of these kind of rogue companies that are investing millions in space exploration. And he was saying, they're not doing it for the sake of space exploration. Like, think about the thing that drives Americans the most, and it's money. And so there has to be some type of mineral or liquid or gas that they can obtain on Mars that's driving them to go there to bring it back to Earth. And I was just sitting there thinking, I'm listening to him, and I was like, holy fuck, it's not enough for these assholes to destroy Earth. They're going to go to a different planet to get lithium or gasoline or coal or whatever it is that they're gonna do.
Literally the movie Avatar.
They're literally gonna go to another planet to get these things instead of just finding a way to live in harmony with what we have. Like, they are gonna spend billions of dollars to keep living the way we do on Earth instead of spending billions to solve climate change, come up with better ways to coexist on this planet. And there is not a part of me that didn't believe him, because we're so fucked up as humans. Like, we're so fucked up. All we care about is what is good for us, what is good for our immediate family, and whether or not that has sustaining wealth for generations. We don't care what it means for anybody else. And it's so gross. It's so gross. Elon Musk could solve climate change. If him and Jeff Bezos combined, this planet could be completely self-sufficient. But instead of doing that and using up their fortune, they're willing to go to Mars to obtain these minerals so that they can then make money off of it on Earth. Yeah. Like, just think about that for a second. That's how fucked we are in the head. Like, that's how ridiculous we are as human beings. And everyone's like, yeah, Mars exploration sounds good. What does exploration mean? Colonization. We're gonna decimate Mars,
right,
to continue to decimate Earth. I get real.
This is something that, I've always been a really big fan of any sort of book or movie or anything where someone gets captured by the population that that is not in the current time. Like that, like one of my very favorite movies ever is called The Last of the Dogmen. It has Tom Berenger and Barbara Hershey in it.
I was going to say Tom Cruise and I was about to fucking mentally switch you off.
Well, hey, you didn't have to. But it's all about, they actually find, it's in present day. Well, it's not present day now. It was probably like 20 years ago, but whatever. But they find an actual group of Cherokee Indians that are still living as they would have ages ago. And it is so awesome. And it is, it's just, whenever I see a movie, when the person that gets captured wants to assimilate into that population instead of going back to their regular life, it just shows you how much that culture isn't really that fucked up. It's not at all. It's actually the best possible scenario. And to live simply, to just give what you can to the actual, the tribe mentality is just, it's lovely. And I'll be honest, those movies are my favorite. Like Avatar is one of my very favorite movies ever. And it is all about that. It's highest all about
grossing film of all time.
Right. What'd you say?
Highest grossing film of all time.
Right. And like Dances with Wolves, another amazing movie. You know, Last of the Mohicans, another fucking great movie. Like there's so many amazing movies. It's all about like these, you know, these cultures that survive because of the way that they use the earth in such a great way instead of us. And like, what are all the fucking post-apocalyptic movies are all about? How we've ruined this fucking planet. Oh, I don't even know. Anyway,
Stacey. I always thought we were exploring Mars because we're turning Earth into the movie WALL-E and we're going to be fucked soon and we got to go see where we're going to go. I mean, where are we all going to go live because we're screwing ourselves over?
Right.
What are you guys obsessed with this week?
Okay, I'm taking Stacey's spot because I have three, but they're going to be short.
Oh.
Number one is I'm super obsessed with the Zombie Fallout series on Audible. I don't think the book would read the same as the guy that reads it on Audible because his voice is the like perfect voice for the character, the main character. It's by Mark Tufo. If you're into zombies even a little bit, definitely listen to it. It's fantastic. It's also 15 books long, so if you really like the first couple, you know that you're good for a long time to keep listening to it. The second one was that we had our first rattlesnake up next to our house.
That picture was cray cray.
Yeah, we lived here for over five years in August, I think it is. 5 or 6 years in August. 5, I think. And we've never had one this close to our house and we've never had one this big. So I walked out the front door. My husband was working in the backyard. I walked out the front door to let the dog out to pee. And my cat walked up the stairs up onto my porch. And I said, "Oh, hi, kitty, kitty." And my husband walked from the other direction up to me and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And it was like, light switch, all of a sudden we hear the water rushing noise and I was like, that's a rattlesnake, like, and we had to like find it and it was in the front yard. So I was like, what the hell set it off? Because it was in the opposite direction of everything we were doing and they can't hear, they don't have ears, they only sense vibrations. And so we figured out it had to be my cat walking by because my cat walked within like 5 feet of it. So, and it was under the doghouse, like it couldn't even see us. So it was really intense. We, of course, killed it because it's a rattlesnake. But that was a pretty big experience in this house. And what was the third thing that I was obsessed with? I don't remember. Must have not been important.
I love it.
Snake, the book, and I don't know.
What did you think about it?
Then you weren't that obsessed with it, like, meh.
Right. It must not have been.
You meant to say Aaron will be here in like 3 weeks. That's what you're obsessed with.
That's what it was. That's what it was. There you go.
For real? Yay! I'm so excited. I'm really excited, honestly. Like
I am was, too.
I said something to Jackie yesterday. I was like, I wish it was next week. She was like, well, let's get you through May, because we need to get you here when we can like hang out and not have to worry about anything. I was like, awesome.
Yeah,
but I'm very excited. Very
I
excited.
Just can't wait to like actually see you in person. It's so weird.
It's so I told weird. You the Stace and I are coming with me.
I pick know. You up, I'm so
I'm gonna,
excited.
I'm gonna limit the hugging time. Like everyone needs to get back in the car. There's a parking time on at SFO. Nope. Like don't fuck around. Just get nope. in.
I'm it's just gonna. Just so weird that like we've been like this close of friends. We talk every week and we've never met in person. That's crazy.
We text so every weird. Day.
I know. It's mind blowing. So like I'm gonna actually see you in person.
I know. I can't wait. It's gonna be.
We are
so
going
fun.
To drink all of the things.
I cannot wait.
I'm even gonna buy you Tito's.
My heart just that's skipped a beat. That's a way to my heart. You know, like the way to a
what
man's
do you like
heart
with
is through
it?
His stomach. But, LaCroix. Any
okay.
flavor?
That's easy.
Yeah, any that's flavor. Easy. Watermelon's my favorite, but you know, if you can't do the watermelon.
Okay, fucking fancy pants. All right, watermelon.
So I'm obsessed with A, going to California in like less than a month, but B, I restarted The Handmaid's Tale with Katie and I'm re-obsessed with it. Like I was obsessed mm-hmm, with it mm-hmm, last mm-hmm. week watching the beginning of season four and like I, God damn, this show is fucking good. Like it may I want to reread the book now again. Like I'm just all in it and I need to
read the sequel.
Read the sequel. Yeah. So that's what I'm gonna be doing for the next probably. I don't know. But I just can't stop thinking about it. Like Elizabeth Moss. What a fucking phenomenal actress she is. I just can't. When you think now, when you're watching it now and you go, wow, like she's just a great actress. You're like, wow. But like, when you go back to the beginning, when you're like, I can't even imagine anybody else playing this part. Like, it's just, there are some people in this world that are born to do certain things. And she was born to play this role. It's just incredible. It's incredible. Yeah. That's really all I'm obsessed with. I'm sorry.
I am obsessed with, so Swift Vengeance just got released to be reviewed by the public this week on NetGalley. It's always nerve-wracking when our tiny children get released into the world to be judged. I'm obsessed with that. I keep checking on it to see the reviews for the cover, the reviews for the book. People need a few days. It's only been like three since it's come out to actually review the book. So I wanted to take this opportunity to remind people we are going to do an all book podcast. Erin, Jean, and I will be with the Bold Strokes Books team to do a live chat on, what is it, the 22nd at mm-hmm. 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. But we are going to do our own version where we only talk about Swift Vengeance on here the last week in May. So I wanted to talk about that. And then as if that excitement isn't enough, VIP comes out the month after. I'm always nervous when I release contemporary romance novels because I've only written two. Mine are normally steeped in people dying, being blown up, being kidnapped, like murder. So whenever I write a book based on contemporary romance, I get very uneasy. So that's coming out soon also. So those are the things that like my mind is ping-ponging around. Also, it's Mother's Day this weekend.
Yes.
So it's always a thing in my house because there's two moms. So we are going out. Lex and I are going out tomorrow for the first time by ourselves in 2 years. Our friend Christina is coming to watch Lincoln for a few hours so we can do something just the two of us. And it's been so long since we've been out, neither of us know what to go do.
We're just gonna sit in the car together.
it'll be quiet and that'll be it. But I'm looking forward to that. because raising a toddler is hard. Like, it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And to go out knowing that you have no responsibilities as far as anybody else other than yourself. Every time I leave the house without my kids, I think that. I think I have no responsibilities other than for myself right now. And it's elating. Like,
I'm floored that my wife even wants to hang out with me for those 4 hours and doesn't just want, like, alone time. Like, I would be surprised if she was like, listen, I've thought about it. You do you for a few hours and I'm going to do me. And we'll come back and it'll be how it always is. But she actually wants to hang out.
Don't be surprised if she's really quiet. Because she might just want the quiet. Yeah, go maybe see a movie. 2 hours of quiet time.
We've talked. So the problem is it's only 4 hours. So it's not like we can go far, you know, it's finding things to do nearby that we can just go do. And it's not a thing. So it's been 2 years since we have done that together. So
it's just so crazy to me, but I always forget it's because of COVID. Yeah. Like essentially it's because of COVID. And I mean, maybe not.
A toddler.
Maybe not.
Having a toddler, we have friends that would be willing to watch him, but a lot of it is COVID, because why would we waste having someone come over and watch him? There wasn't a lot we could go do beforehand. Like, I know I could send him to go see Stacy for a few hours so we could go do something, but where would we have gone with COVID?
Right.
Like, it's so, I can't wait. I cannot wait. We're taking him to Rock and Jump first to like tire him out a little bit, but I'm very, very appreciative of Christina volunteering to do that for us on Mother's Day weekend. It's very nice of her. So
I'm just telling you, if we were living in California, Gail would be like, I'll watch him whenever you want.
Listen, the only people keeping you from California are you.
I know.
Dang. I said it. Okay. I remembered my third thing.
Oh,
okay.
I thought it was me. What the fuck?
You were on a detour, you weirdo.
It totally was. Okay, this is my fourth thing. So you guys know I love the Mandela effect, right? But it's always the same things over and over, like Berenstain Bears versus Berenstain Bears. It's like, I saw a new one and I want your guys' opinion. What is Tom Cruise wearing in Risky Business when he slides into the room when he's like alone, pantsless?
His underpants.
Okay, what else?
And socks.
White shirt and socks.
And his sunglasses.
Yeah.
Okay, Mandela effect. He is not wearing a white shirt and sunglasses. He's wearing a pink button-up shirt and no sunglasses. You can go watch
it.
I know.
Shut up.
Everybody in the world puts them on
when he starts singing.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it all the way through. I only watched the beginning because he slides in and everybody thinks he's wearing socks, a white button-up shirt, and sunglasses when he slides in. And it's no sunglasses and a pink shirt. And
do you
I
think
was
it
like,
has anything to do with
no
the color of
way.
Your TV?
Like, no, I think it's pretty
it's like
pink.
A light pink, right?
It's pretty
oh
pink.
My God, I'm going right now to it. Holy
yeah,
shit.
So I love new Mandela effects. Like, it's crazy that we, like, as a society, have all remembered so many things that didn't happen. Like, Pokemon doesn't have a black tip on his
tail. I'm looking at the picture now and it looks like a white shirt.
It's pink. It's totally
it's pink.
He does not have sunglasses on either.
Right. You can go to YouTube and Google Tom Cruise Risky Business scene and it's like the first scenes that come up and he is definitely not.
He fills this fucking glass with whiskey. Like, come on. He's like 17.
He is definitely not wearing a white shirt and sunglasses.
That's crazy.
Drink just like I make my vodkas. Just a splash of LaCroix.
Oh, my God. Well, that's it for us this week, guys. Have a great weekend.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Jackie and Stacy.
I was like, yeah. I don't stay out of trouble. Bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.